Many women seeking autologous breast reconstruction have been told that they are not candidates. This can be attributed to various physical characteristics of the patient, such as low body weight, prior surgery, or increased surgical risk. However, the reason may actually be that the patient is not offered autologous breast reconstruction because the surgeon is not comfortable or experienced enough in the procedure to recommend it in challenging cases. While it is true that some patients may present more challenges than others, making them more difficult or risky cases, it is also true that anyone who is a candidate for mastectomy and breast reconstruction is also a candidate for autologous tissue reconstruction. For thin patients, the microsurgeon may have to be creative in the procedure or procedures offered for breast reconstruction, and the procedure may require advanced skills. For example, combined flap procedures or esoteric flaps not commonly performed. The bottom line is that if patients understand the limitations with respect to the options available and the volume obtainable for breast reconstruction, even thin patients are definitely candidates for autologous breast reconstruction. For patients who have had prior surgery rendering certain donor sites unavailable, again, more esoteric flap procedures may have to be considered. For patients who have medical or surgical risk factors like diabetes, coagulopathy, or others, tissue can be offered with the understanding that certain precautions may need to be taken in order to maximize safety.